I encourage you all to thank the teachers and all the people who are helping run our spiritual development programs for babies, infants, all the way up to high school. It's a wonderful set of programs with a lot of dedication and love. Well, I think many of us can identify with the people of Grudgeville in that in our experiences, when we're lucky and have been open, we have learned the importance of entering into the river of forgiveness. I'm on a committee of ministers that is composed of people all around the country, and when we meet, we help on continuing education for all the Unitarian Universalist ministers. We have a covenant for how we are to be together, and one of the primary principles is that we state, we encourage each other to participate in a culture that supports being able to say, ouch, I'm sorry, I forgive you, and are we okay now? So we put a bookend of ouch and are we okay now on it. This past Wednesday night was the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. And this rich Jewish tradition, which is alive and well, not only in the roots of our Unitarian Universalist religion, but in how we practice in our lives today, helps people to greet the new year with serious introspection and self-evaluation through prayer. We're now in the 10 days of repentance, which will culminate this coming Friday with Yom Kippur and the Day of Atonement. Today, together they are called the Days of Awe. And I believe we really can hold that up in our hearts because it is awe-inspiring to participate as community in all of that. During the high holidays, it's helpful to consider how we all play three roles. First, we have all been wronged. Whether we were hurt by somebody being really inconsiderate at an especially sensitive time for us, or if our life was tragically altered by the sins of another, or any of a million other variations, we have all been hurt or wronged. Second, nobody is perfect, and we are all transgressors who are being granted permission to take part in this. It's a blessing to be able to come here and know that we all have some part of the role of the outcast or the person who has sinned. Third, we all have the spark of the divine, inherent dignity and worth in us. And with that comes a sacred ability to make assessments and to participate in going forward in our lives, moving forward. We all have probably more power than we recognize in making that happen. Sometimes people call this participating in God's holy court. How powerful it is to realize that we all play three roles. Whether talking about the wrongs we ourselves have committed or the wrongs done for us, it's good to be intentional and mindful, because either way, the smaller and the larger offenses can add up on our souls. So we can benefit from doing a little house cleaning, just like in our own personal lives with doing the laundry or cleaning your house. It takes regularity to clean up, to stay on top of it. The process of knowing your true self is called mitzvah. This involves praying, knowing God's will or what your conscience is telling you is best, and then getting that in alignment with your behavior. So, without beating yourself up, I invite you now to reflect on the question, how have I harmed others recently or in the last year? And in all my efforts and activities, am I being kind and positive when I engage with people? Let us now reflect as we hear the musical interlude. Thank you. like to say a few words before the responsive reading. Rabbi Michael Lerner identifies important elements of finding an open heart in order to forgive others. He says that forgiveness means remembering that everyone makes bad choices sometimes. Everybody makes mistakes. And forgiveness means honoring our feelings without getting stuck on bitterness or wanting to take revenge. Now, at times, translating these principles into the reality of our hearts and how we feel and how we are with our souls is a tall order when we're dealing with heavy feelings of injustice or pain. Thankfully, we have spiritual leaders who we can turn to as beacons whenever we so choose. We hold up Nelson Mandela coming out of prison after 27 years at Robben Island and encouraging all people of color in South Africa to forgive their oppressors. We hold up Mandela's compatriot, Bishop Tutu, who took that wisdom from their journey in South Africa to the people of Rwanda a year after genocide in 1994 and told Hutus and Tutsis, move on to forgiveness because without it, there is no future. Move on to forgiveness because without it, there is no future. We hold up the powerful inspiration of the Amish community here in Pennsylvania who publicly forgave Charles Roberts, the gunman who opened fire in school, killing 5 children before killing himself. Members of that Amish community directly comforted Robert's family, attended his funeral, and then set up a charitable fund for his loved ones. Knowing that everyone makes mistakes and trying to get to a place of letting go of bitter motivation, can you now, in your mind's eye and in your heart, name ways you have been harmed recently or in the last year?
Please turn to responsive reading number 633 in the gray hymnal. Once more, Atonement Day has come.
All pretense gone, naked heart revealed to the hiding self.
We stand on holy ground between the day that was and the one that must be.
We tremble at what we gain.
How did we stumble? What did we take? Last year's confession came easily to the lips.
Will this year's come from deeper than the skin?
Say then, why are our paths strewn with promises like fallen leaves?
Say then, when shall our lust be for wisdom?
Say now.
Love and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall embrace.
At this time, I invite you into a period of introspection and prayer. And we hold up in our hearts our concerns for the community and the wider world. We celebrate. Our concerns have been allayed that Bernice Webb is here for the first time since being in the hospital for quite some time, and she's back in the church building today. And we're so glad to have a new baby. Abigail Rose, Elmer, Loida Zapeda, gave birth on Tuesday morning. Elmer and Loida are new parents again, and Kevin and Natalie have a baby sister. But mom and daughter are doing well. We lift up in concern folks going through physical challenges, health problems, including Brené Graham, Sally Strybig, and Jennifer Smith. We also lift up in our hearts people suffering from the crisis of Ebola in West Africa, people in danger and suffering from the wildfires in the western part of our country, and all victims of violence, both domestic and public, in our nation. Now is the time for turning. The leaves are beginning to turn from green to red and orange. The animals are turning towards storing their food for the winter. For leaves and animals, turning often comes instinctively, but for us at times, it's not so easy. May we now, today, blessed with the power of spirit and community, turn away from traps of yesterday and turn towards love. May we turn toward new ways and the power of now.